This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that he has always strived to establish the Prime Minister's office as a centre of service and as a people's PMO. Addressing the officials and staff of the PMO today after assuming office as the Prime Minister for the third time, Mr. Modi stressed the need to achieve more than what the country accomplished in the last 10 years. The Prime Minister said they all have to take the nation to new heights. Hailing the contributions of government employees, the Prime Minister said, every employee of the central government is truly entitled to this victory in the election, as they left no stone unturned to contribute to the vision. Mr. Modi said he wants to move forward with new energy and new courage. Earlier in the day, Mr. Narendra Modi took charge as Prime Minister for the third time. After assuming the charge, Mr. Modi signed the first file authorizing release of the 17th installment of PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. This will benefit 9 crore 30 lakh farmers by distributing around 20,000 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi said the first decision of the new government shows its commitment to the farmers' welfare. He said his government will keep working even more for the farmers and the agriculture sector in the times to come. The first cabinet meeting of the new NDA government is underway at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence at 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi. A total of 30 MPs took oath as cabinet ministers at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. The portfolio allocation is yet to be announced. Sikkim Krantikari Morcha SKM Chief Prem Singh Tamang was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Sikkim for the second time in the state capital Gangtok this afternoon. Governor Lakshman Prasad Acharya administered the oath of office and secrecy to the SKM leader. 11 cabinet ministers also took oath along with him. SKM retained power in the Himalayan state with a landslide victory, winning 31 of the 32 assembly seats, restricting the Sikkim Democratic Front to just one seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended best wishes to Mr. Tamang on the occasion. In his message, Mr. Modi wished him a fruitful tenure, saying he looks forward to working with him for Sikkim's progress. Telugu Desam Party leader N. Chandrababu Naidu will be sworn as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh on Wednesday at Ganavaram in Krishna district. In Odisha, the suspense over the name of the next Chief Minister continues with only few days left for the swearing-in of the first BJP government. The BJP Legislature Party is likely to meet tomorrow morning in presence of the central observers in the state capital, Bhubaneswar. Union Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today called on Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Jugnauth in Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the conversation reflected the special India-Mauritius bond. The minister also called Nepal Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal. They discussed the various facets of growing India-Nepal cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar also called on President Dr. Mohamed Muizu of Maldives in New Delhi today. He said he looks forward to India and Maldives working closely together. He also called on Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe, Bhutan Prime Minister Shering Tobge, and Vice President of Seychelles Ahmed Afif. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces have launched a massive cordon and search operation in connection with terror attack on a passenger bus in Riasi district last evening that left 10 people dead and several injured. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha said that the Prime Minister and Home Minister are also monitoring the situation themselves. Mr. Sinha further announced an ex gratia of 10 lakh rupees to the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. Equity mutual funds experienced a remarkable surge in inflows, reaching a record high of 34,697 crore rupees in May. According to data released by the Association of Mutual Funds of India today, this surge marks an 83.42% increase from the previous month, setting a new milestone. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red warning for heavy rainfall over parts of Goa, Maharashtra and Karnataka today. The IMD has credited this weather disturbance to a cyclonic circulation over the Marathwada region in lower tropospheric levels. In cricket, South Africa will take on Bangladesh this evening in a group stage match of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup at Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York, United States. Yesterday, India defeated Pakistan by 6 runs in a thrilling match at the same venue in New York. And that is the end of this news bulletin.